economy is growing at an even slower pace than we thought.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open. A look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, new fears of a new recession as the government reports the U.S. economy only grew at a rate of 1% last quarter. Will the Fed come to the rescue? But first, where's Wall Street? Well, it's down. The Dow down 94 points right now, 11,055. That's about 0.8% lower. The NASDAQ down 0.5%, and the S&P 500 down 0.9%. Now let's get to economic growth. We learned this morning that the U.S. economy grew at a meager 1% this past spring. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us now live from Washington with the details. Nancy, this is worse than we originally thought.
Yeah, Jeremy, unfortunately it is. The Commerce Department had earlier pegged growth for the second quarter at 1.3%, but the number today was revised down to just 1% after reports of fewer exports. Also, businesses stopped stockpiling things, so their inventories shrank. I talked to Morris Davis of the University of Wisconsin about this. He's a former Fed economist. He says he's on recession watch, and he says the federal agency that determines whether we're actually in a recession has something more to think about now.
There almost certainly will be serious deliberation about calling this a recession, even though output hasn't contracted. It's just grown extremely slowly.
And Jeremy, Davis says he actually wouldn't be surprised if economists eventually label the first 6 months of this year as a recession. Remember, 9 of the 11 recessions since World War II have been preceded by growth of 1% or less. So now economists are looking at the Fed. They're looking to see what the Federal Reserve could and might do to head off a recession.
And we're just minutes away from that speech from Ben Bernanke. Let's get some analysis now from Bruce McCain, who's chief investment strategist with Key Private Bank. He's with us live from Cleveland. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Bruce, do you think that the Fed chairman, Ben Bernanke, is going to step in now and rescue this flailing economy from its pathetic 1% growth?
Well, a lot of investors hope that he will, but we think the Federal Reserve will not announce any aggressive policy moves in the Jackson Hole speech. Although Chairman Bernanke will probably be very liberal in pointing to the range of things they could do if needed. Part of the issue is that while the economy has obviously been weak in recent months, there is strong evidence that Japanese supply constraints may have reduced economic growth in the second quarter by a full percentage point or more. And we don't think that if you'd seen economic growth over 2% this morning, there would be as much of a case for aggressive stimulus at this point.
Well, Bruce, if we don't get aggressive stimulus from the Fed, or at least an announcement of that this morning, quickly, do you think we'll be all right with the economy?
I think there is longer term a question, not only about whether or not the economic growth has been damaged by the market sell-off and what that's done to public confidence, but also the issue of potential slowing overseas. It's simply that the Federal Reserve can afford to wait a little bit, see how much reacceleration of growth may occur as we resolve those supply constraints, and then if needed, they still have the option to act. So they're retaining the option either way, but we think it might be a bit premature for them to act today.
Bruce McCain, chief investment strategist with Key Private Bank. Thanks so much.
Good to be with you.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing solutions to help grow and protect retirement income through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. By Chevrolet, maker of the new Volt, which plugs in anywhere and goes everywhere. Available in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. And by Indiana University's Kelly School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
Muammar Gaddafi remains at large. The rebels in Libya are trying to take power. But what are countries and businesses supposed to do? For more, let's bring in former British Foreign Secretary Lord David Owen. Good morning.
Morning.
Well, Lord Owen, back in April, the so-called BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, India, and China, came out and denounced the use of force in Libya. Are they in trouble now as countries start to recognize the rebels and want to do business with them?
Well, I think all those skeptics about the use of a no-fly zone to tilt the balance of fighting have got egg on their face. Mm. And I think this is the sort of interventionism that we're going to have to get used to. I've called it a constrained intervention.
Well, when you are a country who does business with Libya, how do you figure out what to do in a situation like this where you don't know what's going to happen with the leadership, but you do want to have an economic future with the country?
Well, I think that in the early days, you hedge your bets and you keep on board with the existing government. I don't think business is there to make political judgments. They've got to have their eyes open and be aware of what may happen in the future, but try and keep open a dialogue with the liberating and protesting element.
And then once it looks like one side is going to emerge, as it does right now, how does the dynamic change? What are you supposed to do at that point?
Well, you work with whoever's the government of the day, if you're in business. And we already recognize the Transitional Council, and it won't be long, in my judgment, before they declare themselves the government of the country, and most sensible countries recognize the reality.
How prepared do you think these Libyan rebels are to take over the country and its economy?
I think they're very prepared, and I think we're underestimating them. The transitional team began to develop more coherence, spoke to other countries, developed sensible proposals, came out with a constitution, made the decision that none of them would stand for election, which is crucially important in a transitional period, and have pledged themselves to have an election within 8 months. Now, if they can achieve that, that would be a fantastic transition.
Former British Foreign Secretary Lord David Owen, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure.
And finally, move over food trucks. The new thing in Boston is the sneaker truck, a traveling shoe store. But according to the Boston Herald, one old-fashioned shoe store wasn't thrilled when the truck parked out front. The meter maid soon came by. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Power outages twice a week. Factory workers getting sent home with little notice. That's the reality in China.
If we are lucky, they will tell us on Wednesday afternoon that Thursday and Friday there is no power for us.
I'm Bob Moon. Guess what? Power plants need power. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.